Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the extravaganza today, comedian Mark Sweeney, plus comedian Pat Godwin. And who's going to be our next president? Right after this song.
Anybody on the radio that sings like this needs to cut Bob Dylan a check. I don't care if it's folk or rock or rap or pop or tech. No matter if you are a genius like him or just some three-chord hack. If you're singing like your voice is sore, better cut Bob Dylan a check. And it's 40 for a 60 for a and a no, it's 103. These prices don't include polyps or setup and mechanical fees. The only caveat is the Nashville skyline, which we'll throw in for free. Cause no one ever picked up on that except for Dudley Do-Right and Pee-wee. Mr. Springsteen, Mr. Petty, Mr. Knopfler, Miss Etheridge and Sheryl Crow. How about you crack that checkbook and send old Bob some dough? Now, Jake, that's his old Bob's son, so I guess he can pass. But every now and then when you go home, would it kill you to cut some grass? It's 40 for a 60 for a and it's 103. These prices do not include polyps, a setup and mechanical fees. The only caveat is the Nashville skyline, which we'll throw in for free. Cause no one ever picked up on that except for Dudley Do-Right and Pee-wee. Oh, when you sing, if you sound like you got mumps or laryngitis, vocal polyps or tonsillitis, ate a pound of cheese or smoker's hack, choked by rope or aspirated a yak, center stage at the arena, a park bench busker man, petty the order of Robert Zimmerman. Cause you know deep down in your clothes, if there's music coming out of your nose, gotta cut Bob Dylan a check.
Oh, wow, good times.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This house is rocking. I say that because I'm going to introduce Ace Cosby.
Time to laugh.
Time to laugh. Not time to rock. getting its defense. These are the black moods. Thank you very much. As we find ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts studios, I look around the room. I see comedian Mark Sweeney. He's finished a long trip in his Harley. I see comedian Pat Godwin just finished a long trip in his car. Did you get the new
what?
Wheel covers after the...
No, I can't afford it.
Okay, back in town to...
I just bought him new wheels.
I just hit a pothole again.
I just bought
what?
I bought you four wheel off. Covers 2 weeks ago.
Two of them
Are
flew off.
Are you kidding me?
No,
all right.
No, look.
Pat, this is
right? Am I right?
You don't. It's not that you have bad luck, man.
I'm making my own bad luck, I think, at this point.
You're
you ever see that movie, The Cooler?
Yeah. Oh, William H. Macy.
Yeah, yeah.
What a great flick.
Yeah, you may be.
Maybe you need to get rid of that car. Maybe the car's haunted.
No. The car's fine.
Car's fine.
What are you doing?
The driver is haunted.
Is an issue.
So you hit a pothole, but you didn't find your wheel covers? Where'd they go?
No, they went flying. Actually, the truth is that they did go flying. We found them. The springs broke, so you can't put them back on.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm not buying you another pair.
I'm not asking.
That was already your Christmas present, so you're screwed. Okay, I've got an explanation, ladies and gentlemen. I need some silence here. We had an interesting news story about a dog. I believe the dog's name was Elvis.
Yes.
Do you have some of the details? This took place.
Yes, I did.
I forget where it was.
Yeah, it was in Owensboro, Kentucky. Elvis was with his owner. The owner went to Meijer, and they were in a truck, actually pulling an RV, and he stopped at the Meijer, and he left the car running with the air conditioning on because he didn't want Elvis to overheat. And apparently, while he was in there shopping, Elvis kicked the car into gear and drove the car uphill into another car.
Yeah, but keep going. The part about the grease.
Sharon believes Elvis may have engaged the car while trying to get at a close container of bacon grease on the car's dashboard.
Okay, wait a minute. You have something for this?
You know what the dog said, right? Elvis the dog.
What did he say?
I feel my temperature rising.
I've got an explanation for why the guy would have had the bacon grease in the car.
Why?
This is absolutely, I'm sure this guy's right. Bruce took the time and trouble to send this email to bobandtom@bobandtom.com. The driver was going camping. The bacon grease was to recondition a cast iron skillet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Especially after you said towing an RV.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Guaranteed. Very good. Very good,
nice.
Bruce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Bruce.
I thought he was using it instead of Armor All. I feel a lot better now. And the dog is such a sweet looking dog. Just a good puppy.
God, it takes so long to get a cast iron skillet the right
seasoned.
Oh, yes.
I bought mine pre-seasoned.
No, you mean at the store?
You ever washed those on a
It said pre-seasoned.
Yeah, but it's not the same like Grandma did.
Well, I'm sure.
Is that
sure
for all your
not.
When you're a lot of grilling flapjacks in the backyard on a Saturday?
I wonder. No, what
the bacon
cook
grease
steak.
Thing is really now, it means a lot.
Now let's move on. Our
did you ever
show.
Wash one of those and really piss your lady off? Not supposed to be washed.
No.
Well, you can wipe them out and then...
Yeah, you can wipe, dry wipe, yeah.
Or did
yeah.
you ever put a shirt that says dry clean only into the wash? Mm-hmm. That's an expensive lesson. This is a silk shirt. What did you do? I'm like, I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to help.
It says dry clean only. I'm like, that's why it looks like it does. Oopsies.
Now, Pat Godwin and Mark Sweeney have something in common. Both comedians, but you both do a lot of work on the cruise ships.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Mark's
killing it. You asked me to bring that up, and I don't know why.
But we were talking yesterday. Mark probably knows this. It's very difficult on there. You got to be very careful, especially when you're doing the Welcome Aboard show. You have to be squeaky clean. Right. And a lot of times, international customers, you could say anything and do anything, and they just. I got in trouble for this.
The okay sign?
No. I got in trouble for this.
Oh, gesture. I'm sorry. You did. The reason
the okay sign you can get in trouble.
You can.
You probably could. Yeah.
In some countries,
it
doesn't mean okay.
It means anus.
Yes.
Oh,
or what you would call somebody.
Yes. A-hole.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to take a safety test.
Yes.
And I had a bit about the safety test.
Test. What does that mean?
Like a driver's test. It's about that difficult. A safety test for the ship. You have to know all the terms. You have to help out if need be. And you take,
which we get such a kick out of.
Right. And we all hate it. So I have a bit about it. And in that bit, I said that my blanket was flame retardant. And after the show, the cruise director from Argentina said, I want to talk to you. We do not say the R word anymore. We do not say retardant.
Retardant?
Yes.
Huh. No. I get it. Okay.
I said, we do not say retardant. And I said, flame retardant. And he said, you say flame challenged.
Wow.
No way.
Wow.
Gosh.
It's obviously English is second language.
Well,
yeah, right.
Almost all every crew member, English is second.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're working hard out there. Now, Pat, you said you had a couple new songs for us.
I do.
Do you want to play one of them?
Sure. When I worked the States, for a while there, I was doing an exercise where I would write a song about the area, just something to bring the whole crowd in. And mm-hmm. I was working the club that Matt Holt is working at this week in Lexington. And I thought, I want to do this little Southern thing. I've always liked the way a Southern woman is kissed, so I thought I would write a song called Southern Kisses. And I did it, and... I'll do it for you now.
Is it like a love song?
Could be.
Get your guitar ready, I want to ask a question. You mentioned, Mark Sweeney, that you have made the mistake of throwing a silk shirt that said professional dry clean only?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there such a thing as amateur dry cleaning? Do you ever meet someone? What are you doing? I've got a new hobby. I'm some amateur dry cleaning.
You can dry clean at home.
Oh, God.
I can't.
Well, that was off. Yeah, that's a different dry clean at home. Yeah, no. That would be funny to open up and go, amateur dry clean only. Take it to somebody that doesn't have their license. They're still practicing. You know. But, you know, it's like a $180 shirt that I didn't. Ooh. Yeah, it ruined it.
Did you have to buy a new one?
No, it was my shirt. It was a gift.
Oh.
Christy
and I were on the same page. We thought perhaps you were trying to
impress your ladies. Impress look what I did.
Some
I did
lady when she woke up and saw what had happened.
Oh, no. It was a gift. It was a silk shirt gift. And
okay, I'm sorry. Well, now, is your guitar ready to go? Give me a strum on that thing. You know, what's this called?
Southern Kisses. Okay. Kisses up north are fine. I don't mind a little mouth to mouth. Across the Mason-Dixon line and the better when you go down south. You know a Dixie kiss is just what this country boy misses. You'd blow me away if you gave me some southern kisses. I got lucky in Kentucky cause my baby was treating me right. She gave me southern kisses in the morning and then again at night. But the minute I got on my knees and made her my missus, that's the last time I got any southern kisses. Southern kisses from the cunning linguist inside of me. I give them to you, baby, but there's no reciprocity. I got arrested one night in my car looking suspicious. Cause I gotta pay a girl now to give me those southern kisses. I hope a judge will dismiss this. Cause in jail your cellmate also loves those southern kisses. Southern kisses, I took it the wrong way.
Love song.
Very nice.
I gotta say to myself, I didn't pick up on what that meant.
I didn't either.
No.
Halfway, I'm thinking, this is kind of nice, sort of a sweet song.
Yeah.
And I realized, once again, down Volga Road.
Yes. You always gotta take it to that level.
Man.
Southern kisses, I get it. Okay, well. Who was the guy, maybe you remember this one, the guy that some rapper made the news a month or two ago because he said he wouldn't.
Khaled.
Khaled. Yeah.
DJ Khaled, is that?
Yeah,
how do you
that's
know
right.
that piece of information, Joshua?
Because we did it on the air.
Yeah, it was a big story because Dwayne The Rock Johnson came back out and said, whoa.
Yeah, that's right.
He mentioned it on Twitter.
Here it is. I forgot the guy's name. DJ, is it pronounced Khaled?
Like salad, Khaled.
Okay, so it's like Kal-El, like Superman.
I thought I was going to say that. Isn't that Superman's name?
Jor-El. DJ Khaled refuses to perform Southern Kisses on his wife, I guess would be the way. This article reads, radio personality and record label executive, and someone I've never heard of, DJ Khaled is getting chewed out on social media, is the way it's written in the Huffington Post. This guy says, rules are different for men. And that while there are some things women might not want to do, quote, it got to get done.
Yes, please.
Yes, there's no plurals in rap talk.
Because the man is the king. Ooh, boy, this guy's not really kind of tone deaf to contemporary culture, I would think. But here we go. You're right, Christy. Dwayne Johnson commented, I'm quoting here, ahem, clears throat, as a man I take great pride in mastering all performances. This is probably a little too much information, he said. There you go. So apparently,
Christy, would you let The Rock?
Oh, come on!
Yeah, are you kidding?
Master that?
He's got to master all performances. Has he ever seen one of his movies?
Hey!
I don't care. Hey,
don't talk about our next president.
I don't care.
Our next president. You know what? Shoot me in the head if Rock becomes president. No. Although you know what?
You
I'd
better,
rather.
You know what?
I would. Bet.
Know,
I'd rather. I'd rather have him. Honestly,
I almost guarantee it.
Yeah.
God, I love The Rock's movies.
Yeah, and he's one of the most popular people on earth.
Now, I haven't seen, like, The Tooth Fairy. And
what about Rampage?
Yeah, that was pretty rough.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure the $35 million he made was really tough to cash check.
Well, he's like one of, he's doing overexposure now. He's doing too many.
Okay. Well, yeah, he and Tiffany Haddish are in, I think, 12 movies.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I'm looking at a picture of this guy, DJ Khaled. He may not eat that, but looks like he eats everything else.
Oh, is he a big fella?
Yeah, he's a big, corpulent. Big,
so another, he probably doesn't have many opportunities for Southern kisses. That's why.
No, he's got a lovely wife or girlfriend with a small child.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, well, he does okay.
Sounds like he makes his wife get the hot dog.
Oh,
eat that, maybe. I'm sorry, Christy. What else have you got over there?
Well, a Japanese discount store has recalled thousands of prank knives after it emerged that they had real razor sharp edges.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Daiso, a large chain of bargain household shops, has had to recall the items to avoid gruesome disfigurements.
Excellent.
This reminds me of that guy, that Dan Aykroyd character on SNL, yes, where he would sell the costumes.
Something Mainway.
Mainway Bros.
The joke knives, called Dokiri Cutters, actually have dull edges, and its semicircular indentation is sized to make it look like you've accidentally sliced deep into your finger.
I love these things.
You love that, right?
Yeah.
Well, Daiso had packaged actual utility knives.
Oh, so you can't do
during
the
its distribution process.
So the effect, the effect is the same.
This is like the arrow through the head thing,
right?
Except the knife in the hand.
Right.
But they packed the real knives.
Right.
Hey, it's a bag of glass. What kid doesn't love a bag of glass?
Yeah, exactly.
It's broken glass. Different colors. Look, it's a red piece.
So don't buy the fake dog poop from this company.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. It looks just like a spiral turd. Oh.
Burnt.
Christy?
In the latest NCAA violation that will make you shake your head at the NCAA, four Kentucky soccer players are being disciplined for playing a game of pickup with the Foo Fighters. Did you see this?
Ugh.
Three players from the Wildcats men's team and one player from the Wildcats women's team were invited to join UK coaches and members of the Foo Fighters in a game before the band played a concert at Rupp Arena back in May. Unfortunately, that game took place a week before final exams, when the NCAA prohibits players from being involved in any team activities with coaches, such as harmless pickup games before a rock show.
Wow.
Kentucky officials discovered the violation when they reviewed the Foo Fighters' pass list and found the athletes' names. UK officials removed the players' names from the list, presumably ruining their plans for a great evening while also saving them from further insane NCAA sanctions. Ultimately, though, the officials found out about the pickup game prior to the show and self-reported the violation to the NCAA.
Ah, jeez.
Luckily, the punishment for being a college kid interested in having some fun wasn't too serious, at least this time around. The four players involved in the quote-unquote incident will be forced to sit out two future supervised team activities, which could include practices or meetings.
Yeah, fine. I'll sit out two practices to go play with a Foo Fighters.
No,
I am visibly shaking my head. You were right on money with that. Visibly shaking my head.
Well, the NCAA, they're very powerful. I pity the Foo Fighter.
Timely. Mr. T quote.
Well, you know what? I don't have a lot to work with here. All I got is a foo. I don't have a fi or a fee.
Or a foe or a thumb.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown, wherever you listen.